used to gamble, now I'm broke, but I'm gonna write a new joke.
A new joke!
This is a special quarantine episode. Because we're all in quarantine. What else am I going to do? There's no game show today. There's no bits. There's no co-hosts. Today's episode, I'm doing a list. We do a lot of lists on this show. And I decided today I would do a relevant one. Because I don't know if you guys heard, but they said one of the first signs or one of the signs of coronavirus is you lose your sense of smell. And I can't imagine that happening to me, first of all, because of the size of my nose. But second of all, because I love candles. I love going to the store, buying candles, lighting candles, laying around, smelling the candles. I love a good candle. So being in quarantine, like right now I'm in the dark and I'm gonna light 5 candles, and those 5 candles are my favorite candles. That's right. I got a list of my favorite candles. That's what we're doing today. My top 5 smelling candles, really. I think this will be effective because if you like candles, then when you go to the store, you know what kind to get. Because nowadays you go to the store, you want to be in and out. You don't got time to be standing there and smelling candles during coronavirus. You get in the store, you get out. This is helpful. That's why I'm doing this. This is like an emergency edition of the podcast, really, because we were going towards doing a game show. But I'm like, damn, people... they want to get candles. They need to know what kind of candles to get. And I'm your guy because I fucking love candles. Not only am I going to have a list, but I have each candle here with me. And every time I reveal one, I'm going to light that candle. So if you're listening, what you do is you take your phone and you scratch it. And it's going to smell like that candle. Yeah, they're doing amazing things during this coronavirus. Everybody quarantined at home. The technology is amazing. It's advanced to the point where I'm going to light a candle. You just scratch your phone and you're going to smell it. This is unbelievable. This is breaking technology. Like I said, this is an emergency episode. This wasn't something I planned on doing. But let's get started. 5, my top 5 smelling candles. First off, let me grab the candle right here. Number 5, watermelon. Watermelon. Watermelon's not, first off, it's a great fruit. Like, who doesn't love a good watermelon? And just the smell of watermelon, it's like refreshing. It's like when you get out of the pool and then you eat a piece of watermelon, it's refreshing. And smelling the watermelon is just as refreshing. So to prove it to you, I'm going to light that candle right now. And there it is. I'm going to give you a couple seconds to scratch your phone and get that smell. Number 4 is a little fancy one. But it's strawberry mimosa. Mimosa is orange juice and wine, I believe. It's a very relaxing drink. It's high class, you know, high class, sophisticated class. You know, you get it. But throw a little strawberry, because everybody loves a good strawberry. As a matter of fact, strawberry milk is incredible. I went out, I got the Hershey strawberry. You put it in the milk. I mean, you know how to make it. But it's delicious. I want to get it out of the way. But anyway, number four candle, strawberry mimosa. I love the smell of strawberry. Mimosa, it's so relaxing. If you feel high class when you got it lit, and that's what it is. You feel good about yourself. You know, you feel like you're somebody. So here we go. I'm going to light the 4th one. I don't have a lot of room on this table. This probably isn't the best idea, but okay, move that one. All right, I'm going to light strawberry mimosa, number 4. Oh, I'm sucking it. Oh, all right. All right. So we got watermelon. We got strawberry mimosa. They're going. They're scratch your phone. Scratch your phone. This is one of the first podcasts where this technology is available. So I hope it's working. If it's not working, if you're listening on Apple Podcasts, just email Apple. They will get back to you. If you're listening on Anchor, just contact support. They'll get back to you. From all I'm understanding, this is good to go. So here we go. I got the third candle. Right now, the beautiful, relaxing, a French vanilla. Who doesn't like a good French vanilla? You know, you ever get a cappuccino, a French vanilla cappuccino, leave it in your car overnight. It's got some cappuccino left in it. You go in the car the next day, your whole car smells like French vanilla cappuccino. That's a fucking amazing experience. They got a candle that does that for you. So we got number three right here. Sorry, I lost my lighter. Oh, I didn't lose my lighter. One of the benefits of coronavirus is this is actually the longest I've ever gotten without losing a lighter. But so we got number three right here, French vanilla. Number three. Get these other, man, I really should have recorded this on a bigger table. Here we go. French vanilla. Soak it in. Get ready. Scratch your phone. French vanilla. Whew. Three candles going at once. You guys feel it. You scratch hard. If you're not getting it, scratch hard, okay? Oh, front of the phone. Front of the phone. Smell the, you scratch the front, but you smell the apple on the back if you're using an iPhone. If you're using an Android, just fucking throw away your phone. Android users are the absolute worst. The worst. My sister has an Android. I tried to send her a 6-minute video. I had to send 6-minute videos. It's ridiculous, Androids, please. Remember when they first started? Remember when Androids first came out, they had two ringtones, silent and then droid. The phone would say droid. It's a joke. I was having sex with this girl one time and all I hear is droid. And that was just her singing the ringtone. Like, she had an iPhone. It was ridiculous. Number two is not so much for smell, actually. It's actually more for relaxation, and the name gives off relaxation. The number two best candle on my list is Pure Energy. You light this baby, and you just sit back, and you relax, and you get energy just from the candle. Just from smelling the candle, pure energy. And you don't even got to do anything. It's great. So here we go. Gonna light this. We got four candles on this tiny ass table. Not the best idea. Not the best preparation. But really, am we ever prepared? Has anybody been prepared? I mean, this coronavirus kind of came out of nowhere. Well, not really, I guess. But you get the idea. All right. Here we go. Pure Energy. The number two on the list. My favorite candles. There it is. Oh, four candles. Wow. At the same time. This is amazing. I wish, the only thing is, like, there's nobody here. It'd be nice if, like, I had some company. You know, we could sit 6 feet apart from each other and enjoy the candles together. Number one on the list. Okay, number one. This is the huge candle. You know, you think of those gigantic candles. I always get the biggest candle I could find. It's the best. And it's just, I don't know, it's just something about it. It's cinnamon cookie. I mean, cinnamon cookie. It's like a gingerbread cookie. Cinnamon cookie. You wake up in the morning, you smell gingerbread cookies. It's the greatest day of your life. They got a candle where you don't even got to do the work to make, you know, gingerbread cookies. It smells, it's cinnamon, cinnamon. It's basically cinnamon is what it is. It's just any type of cinnamon candle. Like, I could do a top five list of cinnamon candles alone, but I didn't want to do that with this list. I want to make it easy so when you go to the store, you're in and out. So, number one, cinnamon. Just basically cinnamon. Anything cinnamon is just great. I love cinnamon. It's the best. Now, what I don't love is how small this table is. So, let me maneuver this here. Now, scratch your phone. Get ready to scratch your phone because once cinnamon hits, that's the best. Okay, let's see. Oh my gosh, I shouldn't have got this big of a candle, I guess. I should have got five small candles. But really, I mean, if you get small, then you got to go back to the store and, you know, you're trying to stay away from the store. Coronavirus. It's nuts. Can't do anything. This is so peaceful, by the way. Like, seriously, everybody's stressed out. Just go out and get yourself candles. I made it easy for you. This is the definitive list. This is the top five list of candles. But we are here. I think this is fine. And lighting the number one candle on my list and the fifth candle I'm lighting on this tiny ass table. Cinnamon apple. Wait a second here. Oh, shit. Whoa! Oh, no! No, fuck! Fuck! Okay, gotta stay calm, but there's just a little fire. A little fire. It smells good, but there's a little fire. I just gotta put this fire out before it gets out of control. Oh, no. It's getting bigger, and now the fire alarm's going off. Son of a bitch, I'm gonna wake up the neighbor. Oh, no, who cares? This kid wakes me up every day with that fucking basketball. Anyway, let's update the counter. We're at 41 episodes without gambling. Your update right now, 42 episodes with this fire's getting big. 42 episodes without gambling. Let's update the counter. This, holy shit, I gotta go.